are you? We haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I'm doing well. I have two of the best jobs in the world. Three, if you count being a mom, sometimes as teenagers. But, you know, I've been doing well, just moving and shaking and bumbling along, trying to do good things.
How is Ray?
Ray is fine and overworked, and, you know, but he loves his job. So sure. He's doing great.
All right.
So thank you for asking.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, happy to. We have a couple of things, and I say I have several of the best jobs in the world. One of them is I am the coordinator for the Benjamin Fund for the Central Kentucky Community Foundation, and the Benjamin Fund was founded in 1999. Marvin and Joyce Benjamin owned, and this is way before my time, owned the Mulberry Street Music Shop, and they lived very simply. Joyce Benjamin passed before Marvin, and when he passed, they didn't have any children, and she was Catholic, he was Jewish, and he wanted their money to go to foster kindness, understanding, and inclusiveness. And I think this is a fantastic time, and has been a fantastic time, probably the last 6 to 8 to 10 years, where we need that. Yeah. And DeVette Sweeney created this position, and she and I have been friends for years, and I've always loved this fund whenever she's told me about things that it's funded. And so we met for lunch to catch up one day, and she said, oh, do you happen to know somebody that might want to do this? Oh, my God, me. So this wonderful fund has partnered with the WKU Gifted Studies Program and also the Jewish Heritage Foundation has with the murals that Western Kentucky University students create at their Vampy camp, the Gifted Studies camp in the summer. And we brought the murals up for in 2019, and it was intended that they would be brought up every year. But things happen, as we know. And they weren't. So we're bringing the murals back to ECTC. The exhibit will open on the 18th, on Wednesday. And to kick off the exhibit, we have an event at the PAC that evening. It's Never Again, One Holocaust Survivor Story. Starts at 7 p.m. And we have Alice Dreyfus Goldstein is coming to speak and tell us her story of her family's immigration from Nazi Germany in the late 30s. She was a very small child, but she remembers when the Nazis came to power and the discrimination that started almost immediately afterward and in the early 30s and mid to late. And so they immigrated to the U.S. in 1939, and she went on to become a successful researcher and has done amazing work, and she's a really neat lady. And so I hope everyone will come and hear her speak.
Well, we have so few of those folks left.
Truly.
Who survived that and lived that. And it's kind of one of those things you really need to take advantage of it while you can, because someday they will all be gone.
They will be. And it's super important to hear a firsthand account of what her family went through and their struggles. And they were one of few Jewish families in this small village in southwest Germany. And one of the things she recounts is remembering she was 4 or 5 and she used to be able to just walk outside and play with every kid on the street. You know, everybody would just play together. And after the Nazis came to power, all her friends disappeared. The parents in the village were told that Jews were dirty. And so she remembers being very lonely and her mom being her only playmate. And that was, you know, part of her childhood. And it's sad and unfortunate. But they luckily survived and came to the U.S. and built a wonderful life. But it focuses on, to me, it brings to mind the fact that, you know, you need to focus on what we all have in common and not our differences. And with change, whether it's government or environmental or community changes, focusing on the positive that can come and the things we have in common will get us a lot further than not. So
again, the times for that are?
The times for that, the event starts at 7 p.m., so doors will open at 6. It is free to the community, but we ask you to go to thepack.net and reserve your ticket. And Ms. Goldstein will stay after for a little bit to meet attendees, and she has copies of her book, which tell her story, that will be there for sale, and we hope to see everyone there.
All right. For more information, how can they find out?
Central Kentucky Community Foundation on our Facebook page. And also, you can call us 270-737-8393. Also, we're scheduling field trips for schools to see the murals, and so they can call the Community Foundation for that. And the Benjamin Fund will cover the transportation for the schools to the field, to the murals.
All right. Julia Springsteen, thank you so much for all that information this morning.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
We are Quixie 98.3.